wish everybody a happy new year. But this is my year. Oh, it's my year.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
It's all me, man.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers. Out fresh. This year I'm giving it my all till nothing's left. I got no time to rest. Failure I won't accept. I want the best and won't settle for less. My New Year's resolution, get more money in the game of life. I'm not losing. Why you causing confusion? If you got a problem, I got a solution. So what can we expect from you this year? More money, all I'm gonna get here. Came in the door, said it before. I'm selling everything like an eBay store. Hate on me and I like you more. What you do it for? This life's too short. I just wanna have a blast and get some cash. Live every single day like it's my last.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
It's all me, man.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
Tell them motherfuckers. Okay. Out with the old and in with the new. Doing everything that you thought I couldn't do. See, I do what I do. I does what I does. Forget what you heard, baby. Forget what it was. No more thinking about problems, what might go wrong. If last year was a hard one, then life goes on. That's all in the past. That's all behind. Think about it. Good times ain't hard to find. Don't drink too much if you can't hang. Cause we drinking a lot more than champagne. Got me hitting high notes and I can't sing. Do the damn thing, do the damn thing. Yeah, just lose it. Get lost in the music. Don't talk to me, baby, let your body do it. Live life to the fullest, don't hold back. Forget last year, you can't hold back.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
It's all me, man.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
My year.
Tell them mother, everybody I want to cut, I'm gonna cut now. The rest of y'all don't matter, you getting shut down. Everything I want to do, I'ma pursue it. Ain't nothing to it, but to do it. Just do you, baby, I'ma move free. I'ma do me, while your mama do me. Live life for the ones that ain't make it here. And be happy that you made another year.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
It's all me, man.
It's my year.
Celebrate.
It's my year.
Raise your glasses.
It's my year.
Cheers.
It's my year.
Tell them motherfuckers. Oh, we made it through another one, baby. So make it your best one. Toast.
Thanks for joining me tonight. It's your girl, Perfect Vision, right here on Mental Note, Blog Talk Radio. And guys, just like I...
Good morning. Welcome to Mental Note. It's that show on entertainment news, current events, books, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Guys, thanks for joining me this morning. Got a lot to talk about. I don't know if you all realize, but I'm here in the ATL in Atlanta, and a lot is going on in Atlanta right now. A lot of controversy. There's a young lady who was on a MARTA train, which is the transit system here in Atlanta, and she was very irate the other day, and she was yelling and screaming at this old lady. Now the young lady is in jail. From my understanding, you can go to YouTube and check this out. The girl is calling herself Soldier Girl, I think, because she was, like, rapping, and then she was threatening the old lady all at the same time. It's really crazy. I didn't get to see the video, but I did hear the audio this morning on Frank and Wanda's show, V103. I heard that this morning, and it blew my mind. Couple of reasons why. First of all, you know, they were saying that there were several guys around the young lady, and no one said anything. They just let her continue harassing this older lady. So that's the first thing that kind of blew my mind. It's like, why are all these guys sitting around? This girl is going crazy on this lady that she does not even know, all in her face, from my understanding, and no one says anything. And then two, just from listening to the lady, the young lady speak, you could tell she had issues. Something's wrong with her. She, I mean, people who have good sense don't act like that, okay? So something is really wrong with her. Well, that was my first thought. Then, as I'm continuing to listen this morning, her mom calls into the station, and her mom says, yeah, my daughter is bipolar, and she was having an episode. Okay. We are so quick to judge, number one, to judge people, right? Because I knew something was not right with this young lady. Something's not right. If you're going crazy on an old lady that you don't even know, something's not right. And one of the things that were said is that nowadays young people have lack of respect. They're not taught how to respect their elders, blah, blah, blah. That's bull. And I say that because I'm a mother, and I'm a very young mother, but my children know how to respect their elders. They've been taught that. Now, whether or not they choose to do that when I'm not around, you know, I don't know. But I'm hoping that they are. But they were definitely taught that, okay? It's not that, you know, kids are not taught how to behave. I think it's, you know, a matter of choice, because once you become a certain age, you know, a lot of things that you do is just based on your own personal choices. You know, it's not that my mom taught me how to do this or she didn't teach me how to do this. It's this is what I'm choosing to do. You know, self-expression, whatever you want to call it, at some point kids become their own person and they start doing whatever in the hell they want to do. Basically, either they're going to say, you know what, I'm going to do what my mom taught me to do or my dad taught me to do, or I'm not. Okay, so that's the first thing. And then two, now we find out that she has a mental illness, which is serious and which is a big problem that is not always recognized, or, you know, where people have issues, but either they don't go and get the help that they need, or for whatever reason they're embarrassed, or they don't want to accept the fact that they have issues. But you know what? Rather than getting on a bus screaming at an old lady because you don't know what you're doing, you know, go get yourself some help. That's just the bottom line, you know. And we as a community need to support people regardless of whether or not they have a mental illness. Because for whatever reason, in the Black community especially, it's like, mental illnesses aren't real. You know, it's like, no, she's just crazy. He crazy. No, he got an issue. He can take medication or he can get counseling and he can be better. He's not crazy. What the hell is crazy? Okay, guys, that's my thing. And then, two, another big story going on here in Atlanta. Mulligan's Bar is, or restaurant and bar, whatever it is, out in Marietta. They're selling a T-shirt with a Curious George, a picture of Curious George with a banana on the front of it that says Obama 08. Yeah. When I first saw it, I thought, okay, this is because, okay, let me just tell you. When I first saw the T-shirt on the news, I said, oh, that's funny. What the hell is that? Because, you know, it's just the Curious George, the monkey, the banana, whatever. And I thought it was cute, funny, whatever. Then I'm looking and it says Obama 08. And then I said, Obama, it had to register. And I'm going to tell you why it had to register. Because I don't look for racism in every single thing. And I know it's a lot of people out there that do. And they immediately saw that shirt and was like, oh, this guy's a racist, da-da-da-da. You know, because now they're supposedly trying to sue this guy for selling these T-shirts with the monkey on the front, Obama 08. But you know what? When I saw it initially, when I first saw the T-shirt, it did not register that it was a racial thing. And there again, it's because I'm not looking for racism in every single situation. And what's funny is that the owner of Mulligan's, he made a statement that said, if you're looking for your feelings, you know, there's some people out there that are always looking for their feelings to be hurt. And if you're one of those people, then I guess you found that something to hurt your feelings. I said, whoa, you know? I thought that was a good statement for him to make, because there are people out there who are always looking for something. They're looking for some sort of controversy. Now, said that to say, I'm not really feeling the monkey on the shirt with Obama 08. I mean, come on. I know the whole monkey thing is definitely a racist thing about the monkey. Because, you know, they say black people look like monkeys or come from monkeys or some bullshit. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm not feeling that now that I, now that it had an opportunity to register with me, like, oh, wait a minute, monkey, Obama. But you know what? He's not even fully black. He's half white, guys. So, you know, I don't, it still doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. But I said all that to say that I am going to be trying to get an interview with the owner of Mulligan's on Mental Note TV. So I'm going to go out there and see if I can talk to this guy. And hopefully I will get what the hell he was trying to prove, or what does the T-shirt mean to him from his point of view. So make sure you stay real close to Mental Note, okay, so that we can see what the hell is going on with this guy. That's Mental Note TV. You know, it's on YouTube right now, guys. Just taped Maceo's Kids Foundation's annual golf tournament. Have the Hawks coach, Mike Woodson, on there. Have some other football players. You know, I don't know everybody by name. Have Angela Robinson, who is an anchor woman here in Atlanta. Guys, who's who of Metro Atlanta was at that golf tournament? So be sure to check out Mental Note TV on YouTube, and I hope you enjoy that. Stick around. I will have more for you in just a second. Remember that call-in number is 347-215-8667 if you want to holler at your girl. And I do have this chat system that you can offer to me out there.
You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls got to get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some makeup on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it.
Yeah.
215-8667. Thanks for sticking around. You're listening to Mental Note. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. Listen, just in regards to Obama, did you guys hear that John Edwards just endorsed Barack Obama? So that's a big boost for the campaign. So now we have support of John Edwards and all of his the people that were supporting him. So that's a good thing, which was basically the working class whites. That's where Barack was actually falling a little short to Hillary Clinton. But now with John Edwards joining him, we should be able to pick up speed there as well. So that's a good look. And another thing that I wanted to quickly mention about, and I'm looking at Barack's picture, which and the whole Curious George thing is still in my head. He does have funny ears, guys. He really does. He's a handsome guy, but he has funny ears. And his little face, he kind of looks like Curious George. I mean, he, you know, whatever. And I love Barack, so I'm not like, you know, being mean or anything. I love Barack. I'm supporting Barack, and you guys know that because I'm constantly saying it here on Mental Note. Just want to give a quick shout-out to my people in the chat room. Guys, thanks for joining me this morning. I see Rosie, Teja Vu Teresa, Dr. Kermit, and, okay, guys, so thanks for joining me this morning in the chat room. You guys aren't chatting, but you're there. I see. I guess you're just listening to the show, and I appreciate that as well. Because I can't chat and talk at the same time anyway, so you guys would have to talk amongst yourselves. But I do appreciate you joining me this morning. And listen, now, I don't know if you guys are aware or not, but Hillary Clinton, and I'm just so stuck on this political process, this whole campaign, because, you know, Barack has the most delegates, but Hillary just won West Virginia. So I'm curious as to when is she going to get out of the race? I don't understand. Why is she still, like, hanging around? You know, it's like at some point, Hillary, you'd have to say, you know, you fought a good fight, but, you know, it's over now. And what do you think about McCain? I mean, isn't he like 70 years old or something? Do we really want somebody that old as president? I mean, what can he bring new to the table? You know, it seems like he would just be doing more of what Bush has been doing, which is ruining the country. And I just recently saw that China, you remember I told you on yesterday or day before yesterday that earthquake in China had killed, I think it was 12,000 people is what they initially said. I think it was like 12,000 people. Well, now they're saying the death toll could hit 50,000 people in China, that earthquake. That's terrible. I mean, we're having all these natural disasters, guys, hurricanes, earthquakes, you know, people walking around talking about it's our last days. Do you believe we're in our last days? And what does that mean exactly? Is there going to be like one big national disaster that kills everybody except the people that are saved? Is that what that means, last days? I don't know. Holler at me, 347-215-8667. And remember, guys, too, to go and check out my MySpace page. It's myspace.com/purposevision. On there, you'll see some photos that I took at the golf tournament, pics of me and some of the people that were there. And, you know, you can just check that out until I put the new episode of Mental Note TV on YouTube, which will be soon. And keep a lookout, too, for mentalnotetv.com coming to you very, very soon to a PC, a laptop near you really, really soon, guys. So be sure to keep a check out for that. Remember, on the 24th, I'm going to have Stephanie L. Jones, who is the author of The Enemy Between My Legs. She will be a guest on the show May 24th. That is next week, Saturday. And then, too, on June 7th, I will have Sean Hardin, who is Minister Sean Hardin, who's also a gospel recording artist, will be on the show June 7th. And then the very next Saturday, June 14th, I will have another gospel recording artist, Miss Mr. Jay Santana out of Detroit. He will be on the show as well. So be sure to keep it locked to where you have it, guys, for those special guests. I'm sure it's going to be very entertaining for you. Is Mariah Carey pregnant? And is Beyonce pregnant? Because I'm confused. Both of them just got married, and I'm trying to figure out now that they run to the altar because of the baby situation. Because from what I hear, and they're both rumors, Beyonce is pregnant and Mariah Carey is pregnant. I didn't even know Mariah Carey and what's her husband's name? Oh, who did she marry? I can't even think of what's his name. Oh, okay, it'll come to me in a minute. But at any rate, I didn't even know that they were dating, let alone at the point of getting married. But supposedly they're going to renew their vows next year so that all their family and friends can, you know, be in attendance. So, Nick Cannon, that's it. I got it, guys. Nick Cannon, right. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. I didn't even know they were dating, and they're married now. Interesting. And I'm trying to see if they were trying to steal Jay-Z and Beyonce's thunder. Oh, you think they're rumors? Dr. Kerman said he thinks that, it's a she. I see your pretty picture. I'm sorry. Dr. Kerman says that she thinks that Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey, all of that is just rumors. You know, I don't know. Are they trying to get publicity? That's probably it, because you know people do anything now for publicity. And Teja Abu, you enjoy listening to the show, star. Thank you so much. I enjoy you guys listening to the show. I'm so glad. Pregnancy. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think Beyonce is pregnant, Dr. Kermit? Do you think that's rumors, too? Because I don't know. You know, but it would make sense that they would both run to the altar to get married once they found out they were pregnant, you know. And did you guys hear about Kaya? You know, Kaya with the ashy knees? And I don't normally talk about people, but I had to say that because she has ashy knees. On that video, she did have ashy knees. How can you be on a video with ashy knees? Anyway, she just came out with a song. I don't know the name of the song, but I do know that she was on this that rap show for the girls, the rap show for the girls, and they kicked her off the show like the first episode, second episode, because she was not, her lyrics were whack. And, you know, she didn't, she was supposed to like freestyle or something, but she didn't. She was rapping a song that she already had or something, so she was cheating on the show, and they kicked her off the show. I don't know. And then now she says she want to have Lil Wayne's baby. Did you guys hear about that? She's in love with Lil Wayne, Kaya, and she wants to have Lil Wayne's baby. Interesting. Her and Trina may get in a fight behind that because I think that's Trina's man, right? So I don't know. Okay, Dr. Kerm says, no, I think they are just getting married because they have been together for a while. Oh, okay, but they were together in secret then because I didn't know they were together. Oh, we have another person in the chat room. Hi, Wendy K. Welcome to Mental Notes. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Let's see, Dr. Kerman says, Beyonce and JC have had a relationship for years, so they can be a natural progression. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. And I was kind of happy to see B and Jay-Z get married, you know, power couple. I'm into that. I think they're doing their thing. You know, they have a lot to offer to the public. Both of them are very talented individuals. They look good together, you know. Jay-Z is not the most handsome guy, but, you know, he has the power and the money and the fame and the swagger, as they call it, to make him look better than he would any other way. So, you know, they're doing their thing. Yeah, Mariah and Nick just did it on a whim. I agree. And you know what? I think they did it on a whim because they probably are pregnant. And, you know, Mariah's like 42 or 43. So, you know, her biological clock is ticking. So she's probably like, okay, let me give me a young guy and do my thing, go ahead and have me a baby. Or, you know, because Halle Berry just had a baby and, you know, some older people are, and that's not really older, older than me, okay? But they're having babies now so that, you know, they can go ahead and get that out of the way. They have fabulous careers. And who's 38? Is Mariah 38? I thought she was like 42. I don't know. Okay, she's 38. Mariah's 38, right. So she needs to go ahead and have a baby if she's going to have a baby. Don't you think, Wendy? She needs to go ahead and get it done. Nick is what? How old is Nick Cannon? I know he's not old, as old as I am, so he has to be, like, in his 20s still. He's, what, like 27, 28, or, you know, I don't know. I know he's quite a bit younger than Mariah, so I don't know what the deal is with that, but I had no clue. The last that I knew, Nick Cannon was dating, he's 27, okay. Nick Cannon was dating some young chick. What's her name? Christina Milian, right. That's who he was dating, Christina Milian. And she's a little bit younger than he is. That's the last person that I knew Nick Cannon was dating. And then who knew? Him and Mariah, Bahamas, married. 11-year difference, yeah. You know what? But I'm not even caught up on the whole age difference thing. Really, I'm not. I could care less if somebody was 20 and married someone 50. I really could care less if they were in love and it was all good, whatever. But have you guys noticed that now older women are dating younger guys a lot? Like, that's the going thing now. Look at Halle Berry and her little young guy, the model. Of course, the most famous is Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher. Is that that's his name? Well, yeah, well, that couple. And then now you have Mariah and Nick. You're just seeing that. It's becoming like the norm. Older guy, older lady, younger guy. So that's cool. Oh, Nick Cannon was engaged to Selena Eubanks up to October 7th. Isn't she like a model or something? I think I heard that somewhere. I think I probably could have heard that somewhere. Okay, guys, we have 2 minutes left in the show, so I do appreciate you joining me this morning. Remember, you can check me out here each and every morning, 9:30 a.m., for another dose of Mental Note. Be sure to go to youtube.com/MentalNoteTV. Become a subscriber. Check out Mental Note TV. It's going to be moving from YouTube really soon to MentalNoteTV.com. So I'm going to have some really good programming on there for you, so be sure to check that out. You know I have the hottest of the hot on Mental Note all the time, guys, be it musicians, authors, entrepreneurs, you name it, I'll have it here. Athletes. So especially if you want to know what's going on in the ATL, be sure to check out Mental Note. All right, I'm signing off, and until we speak again, remember, in all things, peace and love. Have a great day, guys.